The Guardian.
Lehman Brothers, America's fourth biggest investment bank, has filed for bankruptcy. Bank of America has bought Merrill Lynch. Is this now the biggest financial crisis since 1929?
I don't think we've seen a weekend like it since the late 1920s. Here we have Lehman's 158-year-old bank being followed by Merrill Lynch. And I see this as a new financial world on the verge of a complete reorganisation.
What can the authorities do to stop other banks going the same way as Lehman Brothers?
Well, I think that there will be more bank failures, but it is for the authorities to have a steady hand and head at the moment to see this through and to do it in an orderly way. But what this has proved is that the market is dysfunctional. Indeed, there is no market. It's a falling back on the state, as evidenced by the Fed with the intervention with Bear Stearns and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And really, if we're going to have a market and a free market, then we must allow firms to go out of business and to do so in an orderly way, not in this disorderly and panic-driven way that we've seen lately.
Do you think that the Treasury and the Bank of England know how to minimise the impact on Britain of what's been happening on Wall Street?
Well, it's very hard to answer that question because we don't just have Lehman Brothers. We have AIG, American Insurance Group, which is reckoned to be in trouble at the moment. And there are rumours that they are looking for a $40 billion loan from the Federal Reserve to tide them over. Now, that means that the ordinary person is going to be affected by these because most banks and pension investment funds have dealings with Lehman's and with insurance companies. And what we could see is an intensification of the credit crunch. So paradoxically, there's more reason for the central banks and the public authorities to keep involved in this situation because of the dysfunctional element to the market.
Are the financial regulatory authorities, such as the Treasury, are they now in control of the situation?
I don't think you could say that anyone is in control of this situation because there are going to be other banks that are going to fall. But as I mentioned earlier, it has to be done in an orderly way. But at the moment, we don't know where the next crisis is coming from. And I would describe it as financial landmine territory.
Alistair Darling has said, of course, that the UK was facing its worst economic crisis for 60 years. I mean, it does look very hard to see how Britain could now avoid a recession.
Well, I think this is the worst economic crisis globally since the Great Depression. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we have to keep our nerve in this situation and see it through. And it will be the steady hand of the central banks and governments that will do that. It won't be the market will do that because it's manifestly obvious that the market has disappeared. It isn't working.
Do you think it's the end now of the light regulatory touch that has been the hallmark of the government for the last sort of 20 years?
Well, I think what we've seen globally is not light touch regulation, but soft touch regulation. And we've seen the best and the brightest in the financial world investing in products in which they do not understand and selling them to consumers who do not understand these products as well. So it's a circle of ignorance, and that circle of ignorance has led to this catastrophic situation today.
John McFall, Chairman of the Treasury Select Committee, many thanks for talking to us. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.